Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we finished verses 11 through 15. Listen now as we start chapter 4, verses 16 through 18.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we get back to our study in 1 John chapter 4. Now, today we'll start with verse 16, and we'll do some verses following that as well. I hope that you enjoyed our recent question and answer period. And again, I encourage you to send your questions in to us. We'll try to answer them via email or through the what we call the snail mail, that one that gets delivered to your mailbox, and we can do it that way as well. However you contact us, we'll try to contact you right back. So we'd love to hear from you, get your Bible questions, and we will do our best to answer them. Now, we'll use a Bible answer, but on the other hand, if we use your question on our question and answer period, which will be for 2019, I want you to understand that we will not use your name when we read your letter. Sometimes there's about three or four people that have written a similar letter with a Bible question. So we won't do that. That protects you and protects us at the same time. But also, we're just out to find an answer to a question. So write us. Many times I'll answer right away. Other times, because of my schedule, it may be a few weeks before we answer back. But we love to hear from our listeners. If you don't get an answer back right away, let's say within a month, if you don't get an answer within a month, if you could just save that question and resend it. Sometimes my email gets deleted before some of it's been read. And sometimes that's just plain old my fault. Okay. So I would ask you to send it again because that's important to us. We want to try to answer your questions. A young man called me up just very, very recently and said, I have a Bible question. And because he was so troubled, I just sat there on the telephone and answered his question there and spent some time with him, a young, teenage young man. And I just didn't want to put him off. I wanted to get to him because I felt like he was in need of spiritual help. But mostly, you don't get reach me through the telephone if you're listening in other areas of the state and the country and the world. So make sure that you try to email us or write us at our physical address. We'd love to hear from you, but we'd also want to get to your questions. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're right back now in 1 John chapter 4. And today we start with verse 16, and I'm kind of excited about this because we're going to deal some more on this word, love. And so often, I've heard people say, we love you. We had a campaign in our church a few years ago where they were videotaping people saying, I love my church. I love my church. I think it's for our 75th anniversary. And every service for a couple months, we'd have people that would say, I love my church. I love my church. Well, several of those people no longer loved their church after a while. And so they were gone. And so you always wonder, what does their love mean? You know, a guy says, I love her with all my heart when he marries her, but then he leaves her. What kind of love is that? No, that's not the love that God has. God's love is a committed love. And so, with that thought in mind, let's look at 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Well, that is great. And it says, and God in him. So we not only dwell in God, but he dwells in us. Man, that is the great thing right there. Love means different things to different people. The bottom line for actual true love is seen in that God is love. Therefore, God is the one who defines love. God originated love. There is no higher love than the love of God. And God not only defines love, but he is love. His actions show his love. His grace is an outworking of his love. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, yes, his grace shows his love. His love is an act of love. It is for an ever love, for nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And my friend, that is a great verse as well that I love, and I hope that you love it too, because it is one of the great verses of the Word of God. And so I say that just to say that, wow, if God is love, and he is, then you can trust his love. And that is the love that you want to emulate. That's what you measure love by, is his love. There is a fleshly, lustful thing that is often called love. And I'm just not talking about a sexual nature. I'm talking about other things when it comes to liking sin, liking worldliness, liking things of this world, and other things that we may put before God. And it becomes a desire for things, the cares of this world and the riches, and it's what we'd call a love for it, but really it is a lust for it. Now, in the Bible, we are commanded to love one another. Now, some people don't understand Christians getting that way. They don't feel comfortable when I preach on loving one another. I even find Christians sometimes getting that way because carnality doesn't allow them to love as Christ loved. Now, understand, Christ said to love as he loved. Jesus Christ was Emmanuel, God come in the flesh. Therefore, the love that he has is a holy love. The love that he has is a love that stays true, that will not forsake you in the crucibles of life. Now, it's easy to understand the world being that way, but when God said in Mark chapter 12:30 that the greatest commandment of all is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, when it's loving him with all, and the second was likened to that, to love your neighbor as yourself. And then that second one was even upgraded when Jesus commanded us to love one another as he loved us. Now, you just think about that. He said that the greatest commandment of all the commandments of the Word of God, the greatest was to love God with your all. Heart, mind, body, strength. Love him with your all. Now, if God says something is the greatest or the most important commandment of all commandments to him, then wouldn't the greatest sin be to break the commandment that is most important to him? So let me ask you something. Have you always loved the Lord with all your heart and your mind, your soul, your spirit, with everything you are, your body, your strength? Have you loved him with all the time? Of course not. We all fell in that area. Therefore, we are everyone guilty of breaking the most important commandment of God. And therefore, we deserve the greatest consequences God could give. For he said that was his greatest commandment. Now, God is love. So his love, when he saved us, guaranteed us. He gave his Holy Spirit as the earnest for us. You know what an earnest is? An earnest is a down payment, so to speak, that says, okay, I'm giving this money to hold this property. When the time comes due, if I don't come through with the entire payment, then you keep the earnest. That means that the person that gave the earnest would lose that earnest. God gave the earnest of his Holy Ghost to us. For us to lose salvation after he has saved us means that God has to lose his Holy Ghost. My friend, God is not going to lose his Holy Ghost. So understand that, if you will, because that's very important to understand when we're talking about love and loving one another. I just wanted to point out, though, that he made loving one another on the level of the Ten Commandments. Now, for some reason or other, people put the Ten Commandments above all, and some that are not even saved, and others that are Jews and all that, they seem to place that at the very top. Well, here we find that the Lord said in Mark 12:30-31, the greatest is to love the Lord your God with all. And the second was to love one another as you love yourself. And so, breaking it seems to call for God's loving chastening as much as any sin would. Now, a loving father does not spare the rod, but he does use that rod in love. So before getting into our text, let us see the command and then the example of what God is talking about in John chapter 15. In John chapter 15, he says it this way, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." In the same manner, in other words, as I have loved you. Greater love. Now notice this. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. That was embodied in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Loving one another, in those two verses of John 15, verses 12 and 13, seemed to revolve around as he loved us. And his love was demonstrated on the cross. Love lays down its life in favor of the object of their love. And we were the object of the love of Christ. So true love is a committed love. A committed love that does not quit on God nor on his call. So as we go to our text, here again in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16, let's look at love's decision. "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will